This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, Mike Hsu with today's Nerd Report.
We're all buddies, line buddies.
All right, so Star Wars fans, don't worry. The Last Jedi didn't really suck. It was just the Russian trolls.
What?
What?
Yep. Wait a second.
Apparently, you know, it got panned when it came out.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought it was great, but apparently there was a lot of negative reviews by random people on social media, chat rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, nerds were upset. You know, this is horrible. Last Jedi stinks.
Yeah. Well, according to researcher Morton Bay, he found that it was actually the Russian trolls.
Oh.
He found that there were three groups of people criticizing the movie. There were the real fans, and there were the people trying to sow political discord.
They're trying to make the Star Wars fans fight amongst themselves prior to the election.
Right. And how does that affect America, you say?
Yes.
Well, like you were saying, Greg, you're attacking an American institution.
Uh-huh.
And since people feel so strongly about it, it creates discord in general and gets people arguing and makes them more sensitive to other arguments.
Huh.
And so it didn't really suck. It was just the Russian bots.
So what you're saying is that people really loved Jar Jar Binks. But it was the early Russian trolls who started a campaign against him. Yes, I say.
Wouldn't campaign against Jar Jar Binks. They would say something like, oh, J.J. Abrams is going to make a movie totally on Jar Jar Binks. And then people would be like, kill that man, hang him from his toes and set him on fire. And then there'd be arguments and we'd create discord and we'd take that to the polls, apparently.
Oh,
well, the good news is a nerd stuck up for the nerds. Dude named Morton.
Morton Bay.
Hey, Bay.
A hero to nerds.
Here's a text that says, Last Jedi was terrible and I'm not Russian. Well...
But I am, and I see it was terrible also.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, so you didn't like it. Millions did.
Here is Arnold. Hello, Arnold.
Hey, Shin, I was wondering if you guys have talked about the recent Batman comic where he showed his unit, which I was surprised that he was circumcised because I thought he'd be wearing a hood.
Very good, sir. I don't know what he's talking about, but that was a pretty good joke.
I don't know either. All right, well, that is today's Nerd Report, and it is 8:50, and this is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Listen, when I was in college, I liked salt. I liked salt. do you like salt?
Do you?
And for that last caller, it was Batman versus Superman, and Batman's package was ridiculously big.
What?
Where are you getting that from?
What are you talking about?
I just watched it. It's one of those things. I think he was wearing like a baseball cup, and it was like massive, and it was round, and it was goofy looking. Sorry.
That's what they say about your head.
Oh.
Well, what? What?
I don't know.
Have you not watched Superman versus Batman?
I haven't. So you know what? I can't comment on either of them. You're right.
So I'm just telling you, whatever.
I have.
Wondering why you noticed that.
The Batman costume where he's jacked up and he's shredded.
Shredded.
His package, whatever they use to form that, is
form
big.
Of package.
Yeah, it's oversized, and you notice it in the whole movie, and it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Mm. Should have gone to the post office and gotten flat rate. Doesn't matter how big the package is. If it fits in the box.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Here's a text that says, mini stroke.
Yes,
mini stroke.
Just watch the movie. Go watch. You know what? Rent the movie when you get home from work today. Okay, and then call in tomorrow and text in, bust my nuts.
Here's a text that says,
no joke intended.
Apparently, LB has a fascination with Batman's junk.
Yes,
no,
does.
You
yes,
can't. It freaks you out during the whole movie because you're
I
like,
didn't even
really?
Notice.
Is that a collective view?
What the, here's a 973 text to help you out a little bit there. What the guy was referring to was the comic book. That shows full frontal nudity of Bruce Wayne. That was what the guy was.
I'm sorry.
That's what the guy was referring to.
Do you get penalized for a mini stroke on the golf course?
I don't know. I don't think you do.
Like I'm getting my nuts busted. And that's a grown man that reads comic books.
Hey.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, okay, fantasy football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Jeez. It's from the guy who hangs around in the garage for 12 hours a day pounding buds doing nothing.
Hey, son.
The comic book guy's a real loser.
I'd love to throw football with you, but I got to read like 30 issues of comics.
Here's a text that says, LB is, when it comes to what he adds to the program, he is the cooler at the casino. he comes down and
that's
cools
exactly
it.
What
he
that
cools
is.
It down yeah. when the show is rolling along. Here comes the cooler.
It's Matt right. Damon.
Yeah. We're on fire. We were nailing it today until LB spoke up.
Here comes the cooler.
Right. I have to take some heat from some adult that reads comics.
Billion-dollar industry, my friend.
Yeah, well, that's because there's 10-year-olds all over the planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.